Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me right now for his three stocks in 3 minutes, it's Zach. He's in a toilet by the sounds of it. You're right, Zach.
Yeah, I'm in the toilet. How did you know?
Yeah, okay. Bad curry last night.
Dedicated meeting room, in fact. So this is actually very, very high up market.
Okay. Well, let's look at some stocks here. They're moving on news today. First and foremost, Tern issued equity, raising just over £500,000 at 8p per share. They're down a bit today. TERN, Internet of Things. What do you make of the chart, Zach?
Well, all the near-term moving averages are falling. We had a double bull trap through the 200-day moving average for May. Presumably, this equity raising or the money raising will help the company. But at the moment, the share price looks like it wants to head back towards the 6-7 P area, which is where it was last July.
Yeah. Okay.
So it needs to get back above. The minimum here would be to get it back above the 8.4p initial July floor. So just watch it for the rest of the day.
Okay, UK oil and gas, UKOG, new analysis of this Horse Hill development in the Weald Basin demonstrates a threefold increase in calculated oil in place, up to 21 million barrels. What do you reckon of the chart?
I thought it was billion these days, wasn't it? It used to be billion, it's now million, is that right?
But anyway, if that's the case, it's gone down then.
Anyway, uptrend line there from December running through around the 1.3p zone, so it needs to hold that. For me, you know, the 200-day moving averages are always very important, and that's up at 1.6p, so I'd rather see it show some strength. At least back above 1.5p before sinking a bottom fishing this. But that's the thing, you've got good news and you've got the share price just staying put. So far, the market seems to be not quite as impressed as it should be.
Yeah, no, it says 21 million barrels, yeah, calculated by using Newtek's petrophysical analysis. So,
Newtek are good people.
Yeah, okay. And the next one, SNX. What do they call SNX? But some interesting results. Even though the interims slightly down, even though the interims are slightly down, their order book is at £30.7 million, up over 34%. They've also got contracts combined value of £8 million, which are going to be implemented now, between now and September 2018, and their market cap is only £30 million. So they've got an order book that size, pretty much, and yet, so it's very interesting. So what's the chart on this today, Zach?
I like this one. I like the way that it broke the 200-day average at the beginning of April. It did a bit of a shimmy on it at the beginning of May. A few intraday tests of it, it's at 149, so a few intraday tests of it at the end of June, beginning of this month. And now we're up, so we've broken through the 50-day average as well. My view is above the 50-day line at 167. We could head up to 220, which is a resistance line from October. So this one I like. Only back below the 200-day line at 149 would really upset me as far as the bull argument is concerned.
Okay, and of course, shimmy is a technical analysis word, isn't it?
Shimmy is, that's exactly the one. It's perfect for technical analysis. I think the other stock of the day has got to be Gulf Keystone. I mean, yeah, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned that. It's absolutely rampant.
Is it? Rampant. Wow,
rampant.
Yes.
That's another TA term, you know. So, but that is, that's you know, it's back at the resistance from April, 7.5p. We break that, and you know, in fact, the newspapers sort of, well, I'm going to say they got it wrong, but they were suggesting that you know, it would struggle to hold 3p, or there could be a very low bid for the company. But at the moment, it looks like you know, above 7.5, we could get up to 10p. So maybe one to watch.
Let me remind you the format here. It's 3 in 3 on breaking news. There's no breaking news on GovScore. You've broken the format. That's it.
It could break with something. It could break something.
You've broken the format. Cheers. Thanks, Zach.
I'm sorry, Justin.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.